A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Here we go, yo!
With Jim, Jim and Nobby.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. How are you doing, everyone? It's Wednesday.
Morning.
How do?
Afternoon. Could be any time you listen to this. Thanks for listening to us in this different way, if that's what you do now. You're sound.
That is very sound of you. And, you know, I listen to things myself, and I often wonder where you are when you're listening. So do let us know at some point, will you? Maybe during the show tomorrow you can WhatsApp us and tell us, hey, I listened to your podcast while I was up a mountain yesterday.
I always think everyone's on a beach.
Yeah, I think walking is a big one.
Mm.
People like to listen when they're walking.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm sure some people run.
We got some good stuff today. Andrew Maxwell is back. Comedy is coming back. Music is coming back. Andrew Maxwell's got a gig and he's got a festival in Galway of comedy. That we'll talk about that.
The Olympia's changing its name.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Instagram, the contestant doesn't even know what they want to have for their dinner, so how will they get on with 10 questions?
It'll be difficult. It'll be a bit of a struggle.
We'll have lots of Dish the Dirt, including Ed Sheeran doesn't like award ceremonies. I'm not a big fan of award ceremonies either.
I don't mind winning them.
When I've been to award ceremonies, they are great fun, but they can always get very messy, and there's always one or two people who just want to have a pop a chit, especially when they're fizzied.
Mm.
You know the song "Nothing Happens." Ed Sheeran song. Nothing good happens after two. The radio awards would be the same.
Does he mean PM or AM?
AM. Get the hell out of anywhere you are after 2 a.m. Because after 2 a.m. that's when people who they turn into another side of them. This darker self.
Depends what time you've started that, Jim.
It does. It does. So you know.
It could be 9.
Yeah. Anyway.
Those things.
Best of luck to all the nominees. We're all winners for taking part.
Yeah.
And we'll chat to Emma about her love for Dermot Kennedy. She's pretending she doesn't love him as much.
She's gone all the way up to Belfast with Crossy and a couple of her mates on Saturday. Mm. And there was a confusion thing on someone else's part, Crossy, that it was a different night. And there's no accommodation left. So they're now, I think they've blagged the lift all the way up and all the way back.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a long drive, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
So Bell Sonic.
I'd stay somewhere halfway between or something.
I actually suggested it. I said, if you stayed a little bit outside of Belfast now, you might get somewhere.
Yeah.
Take anything.
Cracking little guest house, you know.
I would stay in Hillsborough. It's the posh part of the north. It's not quite Belfast.
Oh, right.
Very nice, though.
Yeah, Belfast. There's some nice areas of Belfast, all right. Anyway, that is the podcast. Enjoy it. Do let us know where you're listening to it. I remember one of the best ones I've ever heard was somebody who's listening to the radio show sitting on the wing of an aircraft in a hangar.
Someone said it to us.
Yeah, they were listening. They're fixing wings as was their job. They were sitting on the wing of the hangar.
I pulled into that hangar a few weeks ago when I landed in Dublin, and they have big, huge signs. I took photographs of them, and like they're white and red, and they're very simplistic. It just says, is the aircraft the right height for this roof before you drive it in?
Wow.
In case you whack the tail off it.
Because they don't get insured if they don't have the sign, you see.
That's probably true.
You need to have a sign there.
Have you checked your aircraft type?
Well, anyway,
huge red.
If you're listening to this podcast in a more unusual place than on the wing of an aircraft, we'd love to hear from you. So enjoy. It's Wednesday.
Young Boys 2, Man United 1.
What's the story there?
Hmm? They just got beaten. Ronaldo isn't that great.
I don't know about that. But Ole Gunnar Solskjaer,
different jersey.
He's blaming the ref and he's blaming the AstroTurf.
Ole and Doc after a horror show. He's blaming the AstroTurf.
Yeah.
Who do you think he is? Roy Keane.
He says the AstroTurf was not fantastic. Stupid boys is the headline. Ronaldo goal in vain. So he did score as 10 Man United. There was a sending off very early on.
Or the old kamikaze back pass now was a bit mad as well.
Rolled by the Swiss.
Yeah. Swiss rolled.
Swiss rolled. Dee Devlin has posted a...
I followed Dee Devlin on Instagram yesterday.
Why?
I had to.
She's posted a... Dee Devlin has posted a defiant message of support for Conor McGregor. So he's on the red carpet. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are getting their picture taken beside them. There's some kind of to-do. I don't know what happened. Somebody said something and then there was some kind of kerfuffle.
I don't even know who he is, he said.
Something like that. Anyway, and she posted a picture of them at the VMAs and she has 1.8 million followers.
Oh, no, that's what when I saw it, yeah, I was like, Jesus. And then there's a photograph of them getting onto a private jet with two poor individuals holding umbrellas over their heads because they can't hold their own umbrellas.
VMAs with my man, she said. Proud Irish in Brooklyn.
Proud of what? Brooklyn.
New York for the MTV Video Music Awards. Thank you, MTV, for so much love. What's she thanking MTV for?
The invite, I'd say.
But MTV don't really do anything, do they? Like, MTV just play like...
Think of this for Jim.
It's catfish, catfish, catfish. 16 and pregnant, 16 and recovering. Catfish, catfish, catfish.
Without Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly, Dee and Connor, no one really be talking about MTV.
No, it's just the awards people talk about. Like, they don't,
but yeah. Even then,
yeah.
Met Gala probably overshadow it. So, job done as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, if you want to see like the less... She's slightly more reeled in on how she posts, but it's still interesting because you can see the mad life that they get to live.
It's kind of like history repeating, because do you remember, who was it? One of the guys from Boyzone punched the loaf off Puff Daddy at MTV Awards and they were in Dublin.
Shane Lynch and Puff Daddy?
Was it Shane Lynch? Yeah.
Shane's from Donegal. I don't know where Puffy's from, but...
They had a kerfuffle because Shane was going out with one of the girls from Eternal.
He was married to her.
I think Puff... Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever he was calling himself at the time.
Sean, let's just call him Sean.
Sean probably said, she's nice, she went out of Eternal. There's a couple.
You're looking at my board.
Yeah. Kerry was the top spot for domestic summer holidays this year. Data has revealed we've all gone down to the kingdom. That is the number one choice. And it's just slightly beaten Galway and Cork for the second and third most popular choices. Last year, Cork was the country's most popular destination. I do like Cork and Kerry, they're nice. And Galway's
Kerry's beautiful. Galway's for a crack holiday, I think.
Galway is the crack, yeah.
And Kerry is if you want lovely views and, you know, lovely hotels and lots of water.
If you are looking for some crack in Galway, and I'm talking about fun here, we're going to be talking to Andrew Maxwell this morning. He's going to be there next month, and there's an event tonight.
Tonight.
In Dublin to highlight this. It's the Galway Comedy Festival. We'll tell you all about that.
Sounds very good. Do you remember Amy from Love Island? She was the girl who was very upset over Curtis.
I do.
Well, Amy has said that she has stopped reporting abusive comments to social media companies because she does not believe anything is ever done. I'd agree with her.
Yeah, me too.
If I've ever had to do it myself, you just get, yeah, we had a look at that.
Yeah, they
didn't
break the guidelines.
The 29-year-old told an inquiry into influencer culture she does not believe sites such as Twitter, Facebook and Instagram were supportive enough when it came to trolling. And in front of the culture... Media and Sport Committee, she said she was surprised many of the messages sent to her did not breach the site's community guidelines. I know a lot of the companies are now not necessarily adult protection but child protection. A lot of them are now looking to boost their staff numbers in those areas.
Yes.
And TikTok are bringing in some sort of, I think it's just guidelines and a little reminder that might notify you of something that's going to start soon as well.
And parents and Santa Claus have warned that toys this year, coming up to the end of the year, are going to be there's a lot of shortage of supply getting to the North Pole, Nubby.
Yes,
of
yes.
Various materials that Santa needs to make the toys.
It's one of the reasons why Santa's finding hard to make the PlayStations and cars.
Yes,
because real cars, because there's a chip, well, and everyone wants the spare chips.
Yes, that's it. So also there's an awful lot, there's back a shortage of containers and transport delays, so a lot of the things can't get to the North Pole or get to Ireland, so there will be shortages of things that people want. So I'd start thinking about your list now.
Yeah, I mean, Sony are saying to Skoda, I want your chips, and Skoda are saying, I don't care, they're my chips, I want some too. So if Santa can make chips this
what's
year,
what's more important?
Yeah,
FIFA 2022 or Skoda?
I don't know. It'll play out. I think it's going to be the middle of next year at least until there's more chips.
Yes.
So Santa's got a busy few months ahead of him.
Look, you were warned, right?
It's probably too late, Jim, but yeah, thanks for warning us about the thing.
Well, the certain things, get them now.
Just get everyone.
Wait until December.
If Santa could make the toys simple this year,
yeah.
A football, a book, then there'd be no problems. Be grand. So we covered United, didn't we? We did, yeah. It's
they covered themselves in glory.
It's 7:16 on FM 104. Welcome to Wednesday.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. They're always being honest in that song.
They are very honest.
What'd she say? I'm at home on a Sunday morning in my own white tea. Is that what she says?
White tea, yeah. But
she's chilling. She's just in her comfies.
I don't know if she wants his white tea. You know, some girls
she's happy enough in her own t-shirt, I think she's saying.
In her own skin. Her own t-shirt skin, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good tune.
Did you see that Spice Girls thing last night?
I watched the first half of it, then I had to walk the dog. I have it recorded. Interesting to see them, like, if they were singing really raw to start, like they were auditioning.
Yeah. Anne Marie really reminds me of Baby Spice.
Yeah.
She's the same kind of energy.
I think Anne Marie, I've never met Baby Spice, I've met Anne Marie about 20 times. I think Anne Marie is more vulnerable than Emma Bunton.
Well, when you see her kind of being interviewed and stuff at the early days, she's real London and she's real nice.
Yeah.
She's kind of real, like, you know.
Anne Marie is softer. I'd say she's a softer human.
Victoria.
Can't sing.
She's very lucky she got into the band. She wasn't voted very high on personality or voice.
No, Mel B was the one who impressed them the most.
She was standout. Like, you put her in the band straight away.
It's a three-parter, so it'll be on all four if you want to check it out. But, like, I know girls are talking about woman and in the last few years more, but actually, if you go back to 1995, there was 8-year-old, 9-year-old girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Who were starting this movement. This is not a new thing, and they
girl
pointed
power.
Out that, you know, up till then, girls in the music end of things could only fancy fellas in bands with their tops off who had no hair in their chests. And then the whole point was, well, no, they wanted something from to represent themselves too.
And it's very cleverly done. It's the same with the way they do boy bands. There's one for everybody. Everyone can go, oh, I identify with that one the most. So here's the thing. They reminded me a Little Mix, right? I was just thinking, like, there's nothing new. This is Little Mix, only back in the day. And you know the way when Little Mix were together, we told Jessie Nelson this. I didn't even look at the other three. Jessie was the only one I saw, right? She just had this presence.
Yeah.
Early Spice Girls, Jerry Halliwell was the Jessie Nelson of that band. It's like, she was the mad one. She was like the one you just couldn't keep your eye off.
Yeah, she was.
So
until she wore that Union.
Yeah, it's iconic.
Dress.
It's iconic.
Couldn't fancy you then, Jim. Not if you're an Irish man.
Well,
couldn't look at her the same. Anyway, I'll get back to the second half. But it's just
good.
If you like music, you know, you don't have to think the Spice Girls are the best thing in the world, but just music.
I noticed their management in the early days.
It's quite a few of them, all men.
All men in leather jackets, and they got away from them. They just did a legger on them. And then those guys were watching them on TV with Wannabe comes out, and they go, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. So they nearly had them.
Yeah.
I didn't know they ran off on their management. That's
Well, Simon Fuller was there for a good while.
But the original guys, the guys who put them together, they ran off on them. They got in the car and ran away, and then it went to Simon Fuller and started having massive hits. And these guys who auditioned them and put them together is like, oh.
On that same vein, yesterday, the girl who we loved the most on Instagram anyway, Maya Jama, posted up Simon Cowell, he could not look happier. Good news, gang. From watching talent shows made by this man, growing up to hosting one myself on Big Bloody ITV, it's honestly a dream. So,
was it another talent show? Is it?
It's the new thing called Walk the Line. It'll be on UTV, ITV, Virgin Media later on this year. Maya joined Simon Cowell in the new format, which is co-produced and co-developed by Seiko, who's Simon's company. Walk the Line is a high octane series offering music acts the chance to win a life changing prize of, in fairness, it's $500,000. The musical acts, be they soloists, duos, bands, or choirs. It's X Factor with a few more genres.
Exactly, it's X Factor with some different judges.
Coming later on in the year, and Maya Jama is the host of it.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the leaves on the ground and how beautiful they are. I'm laughing because I don't think this is a bad thing, but I have to break the news to you. We have done the show from many places over the years, Jim. Many, many places. Some with people in them, some with no one there yet. We've done early shows from Croke Park as massive bands do sound checks in the background.
Do you remember the Red Hot Chili Peppers were tuning up as we were doing the show? It was class.
Yeah.
To get to mama.
I think we did it for Coldplay as well. Anyway, one of the places we've worked a couple of times, late at night, early mornings. We've done the gig there over the years. Steeped in history, man.
What?
The Olympia Theatre. How old is it? 250 years.
It's the oldest theatre, isn't it, in Dublin?
Yeah.
Where's the gaiety? Anyway, go on.
Well, obviously they've been through...
What, is it shutting down?
No. Jesus, no.
Phew.
They've been through the same hardships as all of the music industry. And now, what some would say, is the perfect timing for this. What if a really big company were going to come along and lend you support?
No.
Help you get back in business, you know?
No.
Help put a big lump of cash.
No.
Make
no.
the board happy.
No.
Huh? Give you access to tickets before they go on sale if you're a customer of this company. Here's 48 hours in
advance. What was the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre known as before it was called the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre?
It didn't exist. It wasn't there.
It did. And then the Bord Gáis came in and bought it.
Grand Canal. It was only for a year or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was still. You'd forgotten. I'd forgotten. Grand Canal. So what? Who? Okay, so some business is coming. Okay. Oh, God.
You know, this business, in fairness to them, they are associated with music and they kind of like to do music events and sponsor music things. Their commitment is definitely music.
Of course, we always said we had the O2, which was the point. And then we have the 3 Arena.
Yeah, but it was called the O2 before that.
I just said that.
Sorry, you did, yeah.
And then the O2 in London.
You had me at the point. You have Lansdowne Road, which is...
The Aviva.
There was talk that the Etihad Crow Park Stadium could happen.
No.
Anyway, are you ready? I think this was...
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Immediate effect.
No.
Because I have to revise a few ads.
Whatever it is, right? I'm not going to refer to it as this. I don't even know what the company is yet.
It's an 8-year deal. Again, injecting loads of cash into this industry, which has been really, really difficult.
The cash side is good. If people are getting some cash, that's okay. If it stops it going under, that's okay. But
Three is one of the leading sponsors of live music and entertainment in Ireland today, including the sponsor of Three Arena, Electric Picnic and Longitude, and it reinforces its commitment to music in Ireland. From now on, Dublin's Olympia Theatre will be known as... 3 Olympia Theatre. No, the is gone.
They got rid of the death.
250 years of the Olympia Theatre.
3 the Olympia Theatre.
The is cancelled.
And what happens to me now if I refuse to call it the 3?
Nothing.
Grand.
Nothing.
It's the Olympia, so I'll see you in the Olympia.
And I'll see you in 3 Olympia Dublin.
No, like you will. After
3 Olympia Theatre
after
Dublin.
A while it'll be 3 Olympia. Oh, yeah, I'm going to the 3 Olympia and the 3 Olympia. It will catch on. These things do work.
It's historic, man.
Wow.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy. Sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
Ed Sheeran was on the Julia show, don't ask me. And the room is filled with, he says he doesn't like award shows.
Gee, another thing you have in common with him, Jim.
I have a lot in common
really
with this
are.
Guy. Yes.
Both have cuddle mugs.
The room is filled with resentment and hatred. Yeah.
Both can write massive hits.
Yes. Somebody from Radio Kerry coming up going, who are you? Why do you have two names? Fairness,
it was never Radio Kerry, was it?
No, I used that as
an
example.
It's a bit harsh.
A bit harsh.
I don't think
it was never Radio Kerry.
It would definitely happen, all right.
Why do you call yourself Jim Jim? Anyway, here's what Ed says about awards.
See if you can relate.
What is something the average person would have no idea of just watching it on the other side of the TV?
The room is filled with resentment and hatred towards everyone else, and it's quite an uncomfortable atmosphere. It's the first time I ever felt I went there in like 2013. Because in England, our award shows are just like everyone gets drunk and no one really cares who wins or loses. It's just a sort of like good night out. First time I went to VMAs, it's like, and all the artists are sweet people, but they're like surrounded by entourages that want them to win too. So you've got sort of one artist surrounded by 10 people, another artist surrounded by 10 people, and then everyone kind of like is, you know, giving each other the side eye going, well, I want to win. No, I want to win. And it's a really, really horrible atmosphere to be in there. So I always walk away feeling really sad.
Yeah, no, it starts off, the Irish ones are, again, they're hoolies, aren't they? They're hoolies.
Ah, they are, yeah.
It starts off, hey, how's it going, Nobby? How are you doing? Are you all right? How are things? Good to see you. Hey, sounding good with Jim Jim in the morning. Cut to 3 a.m. I hate you! And your fake ass are shit! Killarney.
Do you know what that show needs? Go on, tell me.
Here we go.
Tell me.
Oh, yeah.
What does the show need?
Yeah. Where's Jim? Killarney has teased a new song, Alter. It's dedicated to all those I've lost, she says, in 20 and 21. It was full of gaining angels. Here is what Killarney has said. So
Killarney. Spice Girls documentary on last night. First of three parts. It was on Channel 4.
Good.
It's an hour long.
I didn't see it all. I was watching it and I can't watch all this.
Yeah. And it covers everything and just girl power. And if you like Lil Mix or you like Girls Aloud, these guys are the band that, you know, started it all, really.
I don't know if it would make you want to be in a girl band or put you off being in a girl band or any kind of band.
Or being famous, maybe.
Just the music industry in general, yeah.
They've all done quite well out of it.
They have, but like there was a lot of bumps in the road.
Mm-hmm.
The day of London's Christmas lights being switched on was such a huge deal. You can see the glimmers of the personalities that were to come out, and you can see the beginnings, especially Emma.
Look, down here. Can you see? It's scary, really. Our songs are playing over
the street. And Emma's the youngest. Yeah, and a bit naive and innocent in a nice way.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We turned on Christmas lights as well, Jim. God, we've got something in common with everyone on Dish the Dirt today.
Okay, well, we don't have anything in common with Kim Kardashian. So she got.
I've worn some questionable outfits.
Whatever happened to your leather jacket? No, so she got her makeup done before. Covering her face completely.
That's ridiculous.
At this, yeah, it is.
Why, in case it burst or something and you got to see her?
Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe that's why. I don't know. Maybe just a confidence boost, you know, like just wanted to feel when she does take off the gas mask thing that she was wearing, that she looks like, fab.
Kim has her dad's complexion. Like, I'm sure she looks absolutely gorgeous without makeup on, to be honest with you. I'm sure she doesn't need it.
Her dad's complexion.
Yeah, she looks very like her dad.
He had good complexion, didn't he? Was he famous for that, was he?
I think so, yeah. Well, that and the law. She looks more like her dad than her man.
Jim, don't worry about it. Kim has her dad's complexion. That is the weirdest thing.
Girls who look like their dad are always good looking. It's a fact.
You didn't say look like her dad. You said she
complexion,
has
her makeup, yeah, hair colour, complexion. Everything. Skin tone, everything.
Wow.
She looked like her dad.
Don't worry about it, Kim. You have your dad's complexion. Look at you. You're fabulous. I don't need all that.
No one ever told me. They hated me at the Radio Awards at 3 in the morning. It's F104.
You don't remember. It's some strawberry messages. Amazon is on boy Jeff Bezos. Tom is on his own, boy Jeff Bezos. He's got a million things for you too, boy. Amazon is owned by Jeff Bezos. Amazon, the website. You can buy lots of things there. And hopefully Jeff Bezos will have enough money then to send himself to space in a chili bottle shaped rocket. Amazon, where you can buy stuff.
Are you starting the hilarious new situation comedy on the Netflix? Are you starting? Follows our main protagonist, Connor, who walks around town starting fights with old fellas.
I'll catch him with a jab or maybe a gust of wind. I don't know, his chin is weak. A gust of wind could make him do the chicken dance.
Cage fighters.
You're blessed that I chose you. You're blessed that I chose to whoop your ass next.
American musicians.
I only fight real fighters, people that actually fight, you know what I mean? I certainly don't fight little vanilla-ized white rappers.
And inanimate objects like parked buses and automated checkout scanners in Tesco's.
This can now be placed in your bag.
Shut your mouth, you'll do nothing. You'll do nothing. My one of you'll do nothing.
All of your Tesco points add up.
Get the fuck out of here.
Are you starting? It's a holy show. New to Netflix.
Hey, check out Fergal Bowers Showers.
Fergal Bowers.
They are the showers. Sold by our man from the news. Yous can keep yourself clean with them.
Fergal Bowers.
And then tune in to the news with Fergal Bowers and his showers.
Fergal Bowers.
Freddy's Fresh Mushrooms. They are the delicious French mushrooms by me, Freddy. Now I will tell you a little secret about my beautiful mushrooms. Are you ready? Here it comes.
Mushrooms in French are called les champignons.
It's true. Look it up.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Dublin's hit music station.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie car insurance. Empowering Irish women every day. Visit MissQuote.ie.
Joe is from Dunleary. He works in accounts. He's not jumping in the sea. He's not watching anything at the moment. And he doesn't know what he's having for dinner.
Jeez, great selling you there.
I love the way your life sounds like it's in chaos, Joe.
It's an open book.
In a good way.
Always.
In a good way.
He's keeping his options open. That's good. Now, let me ask you this. If you won €1,000, would that change your dinner plans?
Oh, it definitely would.
So what would you get? Where I mean, Dunleary is a good spot to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd
open all options, but I'm not sure I want to get still.
Okay.
It's very indecisive. If Joe was any more laid back, he'd be asleep.
If you were going to take somebody out for a lovely dinner, though, in the Dunleary area.
It's been that long since I've been out, I wouldn't have a clue.
Okay. Just say the 40-foot or something, Joe, and we can all move on, okay?
Yeah. 44.
Right, grand.
Okay, grand.
Okay. So know the rules.
1 minute, 10 questions.
That's the one, yeah.
That's it, no messing, no Googling. And
I wanted to win already.
I can give you some suggestions. There's a very good pizza place on Patrick Street.
But you won't remember the name.
00.
Good man. Is that because of the flair?
Yeah. We'll send you there. I hope it's still open.
Hey, 00. Right, here we go. Good luck, Joe.
Grand.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Kevin McAllister is a character in which famous films?
Home Alone.
Who was the president of Ireland before Michael D. Higgins?
Oh, God.
Boom.
Oh. I have no idea. That's been done.
In which city is Charles de Gaulle Airport?
Paris.
One Dance and God's Plan are songs by who?
Drake.
True or false, actress Margot Robbie is a Rubik's Cube expert?
True.
What year was the Spire first unveiled in Dublin? Was it 2003 or 2005?
2003.
Honeydew, water and cantaloupe are all types of what?
Grapefruit.
What car manufacturer makes the Berlingo and the Picasso? Come on, Joe.
No idea. Come on, Joe. No idea on that one.
What stadium is in Dublin for?
Aviva Stadium.
Or you could have said Donnybrook. And Havana is the capital of what country?
Sorry, what was that one?
Havana is the capital of what country? Havana.
Yeah, and jokes are not my strong point. Not sure.
Okay.
The answer would be Cuba.
Yeah, terrible on that one.
Cuba.
No, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible. Kevin McAllister was in, of course, Nobby's favourite films, Home Alone. He was only in 1 and 2, and then he wasn't in the 3 and 4, was he? I've never seen 3 and 4.
No, he was not. Mary McAleese was the president before Michael Dee. She got two terms, and I think she first started in 1998.
Yeah, I thought there was someone in between there.
Charles de Gaulle Airport is in Paris. Drake was right. You got Drake, yeah. True or false? Actress Margot Robbie is not a Rubik's Cube expert. She is a tattoo artist, though. She's done 100 tattoos.
Is she?
And she says she's only getting worse.
Right. You're right about the Spire. That was 2003. Melons are the honeydew water, cantaloupe. Watermelon. Citroen. The Viva Stadium in Dublin 4.
And Cuba is the. So you got five today. Another five.
Okay, Joe.
Joe.
Yeah.
You hit up 0-0 anyway, will you?
Yeah, no, I will now.
All right. It sounds like you need some carbs for some energy. Good luck.
Cheers, Joe.
No, thanks, lad.
Have a good day.
Bye. Oh, what's a card in? Well, I can tell you.
What? Is it?
No. Matthew Horn, Gavin, from Gavin and Stacey, got married.
Oh.
In Norway.
Oh.
Yeah. In a 1930s mansion.
I can't think of him marrying someone in real life because he loves Stacey.
Well, he's married a 27-year-old set designer called Selina Basili. And she's from Norway, and that's where they got married.
Right.
And he looks very happy.
That's that then. Gavin and Stacey can't.
She's married to someone else and has loads of children.
I know, but
it's just a show, Nobby.
Also just a show.
James Corden now dresses as a rat and runs around LA in the road.
Yeah, I wouldn't be as bothered about him. Kane, episode 2 is here on Sunday.
Now, I didn't see. Is this going to ruin? Because I haven't seen episode 1 yet.
Listen, if you haven't seen episode 1 yet, you're obviously not that bothered. Okay,
I am bothered.
Well,
I just didn't have the time.
Tell your head, because you haven't watched it.
I will. I've recorded. I'm ready to watch it.
I wouldn't say it does. Yeah,
ruin it. Okay, well, let's go.
Your cousin is dead because of what you did. You know that, don't you?
I couldn't have known that Jamie got caught up in this.
All this that's on Eric. Unless, of course, you were behind it too, Frank.
Who's going to pay for this?
The kind of people he's hanging around with. What do you expect? They're his family, Mom.
You just can't hit back.
Why not?
You know why not. If it's us against Eamon, there's only going to be one outcome.
Kin, Sunday at 9:30 on RTE One. And watch the series So Far on RTE Player.
That actor, Mr. Hines, who was in Veronica Guerin, he hasn't done anything well, it feels like, in quite a while. Love him. Very good. Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Kind of fancy the man.
Yeah, there's a theme there. You always fancy the man things.
I don't.
You do, and everything.
I don't fancy the man Gavin and Stacey.
Home Alone?
Not necessarily.
I can go into this. You fancy the man Modern Family? You fancy the man everything?
Who doesn't fancy the man Modern Family?
No.
What man who's alive?
The One Show. So Michael J. Fox was on The One Show and he remembers Back to the Future. He says the first scene we shot was the scene in the parking lot with the flames. Wow, what a way to start. Here's what he said.
Well, it's interesting to come into a situation where an environment that's already set and has been operating, whether it was operating the way they wanted it to or not, it was a going concern. And so I just came into it and just injected as much energy as I could into it. The first scene we shot was that scene in the parking lot with the flames. And so I think the first line I uttered was, "You built a time machine out of a DeLorean?"
How do they get some of their guests?
Zoom.
Yeah, but not even, like...
You don't see him on many talk shows anyway.
It goes from some lad who does the news on BBC The Weekend to the next day, Michael J. Fox is on the show.
I know. And then they'll have somebody huge, like a Hollywood actor, and they'll say, now we're going to go to a film about badgers and...
So weird.
You know.
Will you ever look at Gavin in the same way? Well, I thought they meant because he's named. I can't believe Gavin is married. It's just like, it's ruined the show.
Also, there's a petition to get Ed Sheeran to join JLS on stage for their comeback tour.
You'll hear more about it on the next edition of Dish the Dirt. You might hear another Pimp My Gaff. You'll definitely hear a chance to win a CompuB voucher for the new store with €500. And you'll hear Andrew Maxwell on the show after nine.
Dublin's F104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and we can now zoom into the world of Andrew Maxwell, one of our good pals, and we've missed him, and he's back. Andrew.
Yes, I'm back. Just at the moment that the Irish government has texted me to make sure that I'm obeying by the rules. That's literally what just... That ping in the background was the Irish government. Just, they've got one phone in the government buildings and they just text people randomly.
I was away a few weeks ago and I got two texts normal, you know, if you feel like you've any symptoms, go and get a test. And then at the end of the 10 days, I'd done nothing differently, just living my life. It said, from the government, thank you for your support.
Oh, yeah, well, that's nice. You know, a lot of governments won't even give you that.
But I did nothing.
You think you could live in, Ceausescu's 1980s Romania. Imagine that. Imagine how dreadful that would be.
No texts.
No text then.
Are you getting them because you've gone from London to Dublin and back again, or what?
Yeah, that's right. I flew double vaxxed. I had to wait till everything was done, so I was super vaccinated.
So from an industry that has been not standing up and doing the comedy, you are now standing back up and doing the comedy, which is starting tonight, Galway Comedy Festival, Dublin launch, tonight in the Laughter Lounge. Jason Byrne, Andrew Maxwell, Carl Spain.
It's going to be so much fun, dude. I just can't wait. We've had to do Zoom gigs or drive-in gigs. Have you heard of drive-in stand-up comedy? Do you want me to explain this premise to you, lads?
How do you laugh? Do you beep?
No, that's what I thought would happen as well, right? So this is genuinely what happened. I went along to this gig and it's basically you're a comedian on a stage and there's a load of parked cars 100 metres away from you on an amateur rugby pitch. They're listening to you on AM radio in their car like it's the Blitz, like it's World War II, right? And originally I was told, like, how will I know whether they like it? They're going, well, they'll honk their horns, right? And then I thought, well, that only means the driver likes it. There's three other people in the car. Just before I went on stage, they went, sorry, we've had a call from the council. You can't honk your horns. So I went, well, so how will I know whether this... I'm just a man screaming into the air. And they went, well, what they'll be able to do is they'll be able to clean their windscreens if they like. that was my life for a year.
Oh, dear.
Screaming at parked cars while they clean their windscreens.
So if you walk around London in the rain, do you think everyone's laughing at you?
I hope they are.
Crying laughing.
With or right, you know me, boys. I'm pretty loose with all that.
So what I like about this lineup is there's a few comedian names that I haven't necessarily heard of. So it's like as if you've got your old favourites and then there's people coming into the fold.
100%. But that's the nature of the biz, isn't it?
Would you say would you say young comedians are intimidated by you, or are you one of those comedians who likes to make people feel good on their first day?
Well, I like to make them feel good on their first day. Well, I would traditionally shake their hand, but that's not on.
Yeah.
So I just shout at them from 100 metres away and I let them know that I appreciate their work and their nascent talent by cleaning a window.
Well, the reason we're talking to you because this lineup that you're talking about is so good. The launch is tonight in Dublin, but then the Galway Comedy Festival, Tuesday the 19th to Monday the 25th October.
Yeah,
Jason
Bobby
Byrne.
Davros going to be on.
No way, is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever seen Nina Conti live?
Yes.
Have you ever seen her?
Yeah.
She destroys gigs. She absolutely leaves people just helpless. So funny.
Enya Martin, DJ Ivan Brackenbury, hilarious, especially if you're a radio person, you love him. Danny O'Brien, of course, amazing.
Ross Brown, our pal from Cork.
Yeah. Oh, he's very funny. Andrew Maxwell, of course, who we're speaking to now.
Heard of him.
Ardal O'Hanlon.
Yes,
Shappy Corsandi, she's fantastic. Great line.
Yeah, it's going to be great. But it's also just, it's going to be perfect. The country is opening up just in time for the Galway Comedy Festival. We'll all be able to, go somewhere. And what a better place to go to than Galway. And what a better thing to do than laugh.
And on the Friday, that'll be the first day of it where it's full capacity. So please God, please God, please God, please God. So
please, God, here's hoping.
That'll be the biggest.
Hoping that the numbskulls don't drag us back down again.
That'll be the biggest gig you'll have played in Ireland then in quite a while, which is mad.
Absolutely. I'm just so excited. It feels like, and it seems like every other comedian's the same, of like, it just feels like we're all starting again.
Who are you looking forward to? I mean, apart from on stage, who are you looking forward to meeting backstage? Who's your best buddy that you'll get into a securable nuggie headlock, if you're allowed?
It's a securable nuggie headlock. Steve Hughes is going to be over from Australia.
Oh, cool.
Glenn Wolfe is going to be there from Canada. You know, Terry Alderton, he's also going to be coming in from the UK. You know, I've just seen all the Irish lads. I haven't seen Barry Murphy in, you know, an age. Me and Jason shared a bill in Edinburgh last month. And it was so emotional. Both of us were just like, I can't believe we're finally getting to do this again.
I think it's only until you meet a friend or a colleague or whatever that the impact of the gap is clear. Yeah. It's like, wow, like I actually haven't seen you. And then you'll either quickly realise whether you actually don't like that person very much after all, or you really missed them.
And how long did it take when you were on stage again with Jason last month? How long did it take you on stage before you felt like you were back home doing what you love?
You know, since it's all opened up, there were various sort of outdoor music festival style stages that I did across the summer. But the first indoor gig was at the Fringe in Edinburgh last month. And it's same with every comedian said it. The audiences are insanely good. They're celebrating being out of the house. Yes. They're over the moon. You know, there's a lot of people who, you know, are real comedy fans. It's part of their thing. Yeah. It's their thing. You know, and the people who are first through the door at every venue and comedy festival and stuff that's reopening are the hardcore comedy fans. So it's just, the crowds are, they're just amazing.
If you don't mind me asking, because it was the last time we really had a normal jungle. It's nearly 2 years now. Is there anyone you still are in touch with regularly?
I'd speak to James Haskell.
Oh, yeah.
Speak to, like, I mean, when England get beaten in the rugby, I'm straight onto him on WhatsApp. That's a real luxury, isn't it? As an Irish rugby fan, to actually know a former England player and be able to get on there and really stick it to him. Not just some fan, not a suburban solicitor.
Yeah.
I'm talking an actual player.
So if you had to throw one of your mates from the lineup of this Galway Comedy Festival into the jungle, Andrew, who would suit it best?
I think Jason would be an amazing.
He would, yeah, he'd be class.
I think Jason would be amazing in there, you know? But, like, to be honest, you just don't know. After the first week, you know, starvation can have a, you know, strange effects on you. I spent 24 hours hallucinating about rolling around in a bath of Maltesers. Genuinely, that's all I thought about, was just getting in there and eating like a pig in a trough of Maltesers.
Well, they are the lighter way to enjoy chocolate.
No, not when they're in a bin bag like I was.
Speaking of bin bags, did you see Kim Kardashian at the Met Gala over the weekend?
I didn't. I have to say, I don't keep up with the Met Gala as much as I used to.
Or the Kardashians. Well, she went in a full gimp suit, basically.
Ah, good for her. Well, she's recently divorced, and that can take like, a mother in a strange direction.
Most women just get a different haircut when they separate from their husband. It's a little bit strange.
Yeah, it was head to toe in what looked like black bin liners, including
vacuum papped,
covered her face. Yeah, it looked like, yeah, she'd be.
Crikey.
You should Google it.
Crikey. So we don't even know whether it was her.
No, as I said, it
could be anyone.
Could be anyone.
Well, it couldn't have been us. We're not that shape. But, you know what I mean? Maybe you, Jim. Like, yeah. You know, you could have been poured into that.
Rocking me high heels. Could have been, well, say nothing.
Halloween is coming.
That's exactly it. The Galway Comedy Festival is all around Halloween time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
actually
a very Yeah, you got the parade there as well.
The Monday, it's the bank holiday isn't the day after Halloween, by the way. It's the Monday that the Galway Festival is on. So that's a bank holiday. So it's like a bonus Monday.
Oh, that's genius. Yeah. Okay, brilliant.
Double Monday. Is it double Monday or is it a double Sunday? Yeah, it's a double Sunday.
So as we always say, whenever it's on, it's great that it's back. The Galway Comedy Festival, all those funny names, there's so many great people playing. And it's Galway. So come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Like. I mean, come on. Come on.
And what do you want?
It's Galway. You can actually get there again. You're not going to get stopped on the motorway. Just have your car searched for bucket and spades and other incriminating evidence of a Dubliner trying to get out west. Obviously, there's lots of funny in the conspiracy fools. I've got a lot of Jim Corr stuff. That was one of the weirdest, greatest moments in Irish Twitter history. when Jim Carr and Jedward had it out for a solid evening.
Yeah.
Go back, it's all there. You can see it. It's a matter of public record. And I'm not saying Jim Carr is stupid, but he got outwitted by Jedward. Like, he got well and truly turned over by Jedward.
Wow.
Okay. It was like Oscar Wilde having a debate with a pug.
Wow. Okay, we have to check that out.
This is why you need to go see Andrew Maxwell. This is exactly the reason.
It's great to hear your voice again, Andrew. It's great that you're back.
Oh, lads. It's so great. Because if I'm talking to you, that means I'm doing live gigs back home in Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yes.
So I am absolutely delighted to hear and to hear you both in such fine fettle.
We are the gateway to your comedy messing.
You most certainly are.
We're just alerting the people to we're like the Andrew Maxwell bat signal. He's back.
Last thing that's missing is for you to come on and say you're playing the Abbey Tavern. When you say that, yeah, then we'll know you're back.
Oh, now you're talking.
Up the road. Oh, yeah. Stay over in the Maz.
Oh. Now you're talking.
It'll happen.
Can you imagine the post-gig scoops in the Abbey Tavern? You time it right, you get the last start home. Hello.
Well, look, you've been warned. The Galway Comedy Festival, Tuesday 19th to Monday the 25th of October. And tonight in the Laughter Lounge, Jason Byrne, Andrew Carl, there'll be a load of people down there.
And yeah, of course, as well.
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. I hope to see you in person.
Yes.
And when I see you in person, I will touch elbows with you vigorously.
Rub our elbows off each other. Until we achieve great things.
100%. Here's hoping.
Cheers, man.
See you later, lads.
Good to talk to you.
See you soon. Bye. See you soon. See you soon. Bye-bye.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Dublin 704, it's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Dermot Kennedy. So Crossy and Emma Nolan are going to see him on the weekend. Is it Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday they're going, yeah. Well, Emma thinks she's going Saturday. Crossy thinks she's going Sunday.
So yeah, she will be in such a trance watching that show.
Let me ask her. Hang on a second. Yeah, go on. Continue with your question.
You know, like, so I get the vibe, Emma, that when you are watching your hero, you know, the guy that you love, you're one of your favourite musicians, You won't want anyone talking to you. Do you want a drink from the bar?
No.
I'm going to the bar. Look over there. That's your one. I know her.
I wouldn't like that. No, that wouldn't sit well with me. No.
Do you think you'll cry, Emma?
Oh God, yeah. Yeah.
Any particular songs?
Rome, probably. Shelter. Shelter's probably my favourite. Yeah. Glory.
Do you have a friend that when you go to gigs and the song starts and nobody's sure really what the song is yet?
Oh no, that doesn't happen for me.
But somebody recognises it and they scream what the song is in your ear.
Yeah, that's annoying. I wouldn't like
that's Better Days. You sing it, Better Days, Emma. It's Better Days. I know. Leave me alone.
I get it.
No, it's good though. It's good therapy for me. I'll be all cried out.
Will you wear a hat or anything?
Will I wear a hat?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Have you got like a Dermot hat or anything?
No, I don't have a Dermot hat, no.
I have a friend who has a Doing Stuff hat. And he wears the hat when he's going doing stuff.
What kind of stuff?
If he goes to a gig, he'll wear the Doing Stuff hat.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he wears it to every gig he goes to, the Doing Stuff. I'm going to Doing Stuff. He goes up the front. Paul goes up the front of every gig, well, when he was allowed to.
I have a backpack, but I probably wouldn't be left in. It's a Dermot Kennedy backpack.
In fairness, you can't really go anywhere without a backpack.
No. You should sell translations.
Dermot Kennedy backpack. Dermot Kennedy lunchbox and everything for back to school, do you?
It's actually a great backpack.
You got a Dermot Kennedy phone cover or anything, no?
No, I'm not that.
You have a bit.
I'm not as bad as I was. Like, I just want... Do you know what? Whether it was Dermot Kennedy or you playing Jim, I'd go to Belfast at this stage for a gig. Do you know that kind of way?
Yes.
So, like, I love him, but if it was anyone, I'd be going to Belfast. You know?
Yeah. Even Dara O'Brien told Jim his on stage was good. You know, so...
I would go to see Jim anywhere.
There you go. Well, I have to get my agent out now.
Yeah.
Right, I get an agent first of all.
I have to get an agent.
Well, enjoy, Dermo.
Thank you. I am looking forward to it.
May Crossy be able to mop up your tears.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.